فلسطيني فلسطيني أنا دم فلسطيني
I would like to invite my new and next speaker. I have Mr. Liaquat Baloch, jo Jamaat Islami ke Secretary General hain aur is waqt diye gaye waqt pe yahan tashreef farma hain aur is pe khaas taur se izhar e khayal farmayenge. Jamaat Islami Pakistan ki ek khaas jamaat hai aur iska mauqif bhi islami hai aur Palestine ke rishte hamare sath jahan itne sare hain unme se ek rishta musalman hona bhi hai. Aap sabki bharpoor taaliyon mein janab Liaquat Baloch.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Namad wa nusalli ala rasulil kareem amma baad. Bismillahir rahmanir rahim. وَقُلْ جَاءَ الْحَقُّ وَزَهَقَ الْبَاطِلُ إِنَّ الْبَاطِلَ كَانَ زَهُوقًا صَدَقَ اللَّهُ الْعَظِيمُ Excellencies, distinguished guests, leaders, brothers, sisters, media persons, all of us pay thanks to brother Sabir Abu Maryam and their team to organize such a well-organized seminar and sitting on the issue of the Palestine. We thanks to Palestine Foundation for organizing International Justice and Solidarity Seminar. Brothers and sisters and excellencies, Kashmir and Palestine are the long-awaited issue of Muslims around the world. Muslims of these territories are being humiliated since long. The criminal silence of the international community to these heart-rending issues has claimed the lives of millions. Europe and United States have become partner of Israel against the independence of Palestine nation. This inhuman behavior of Europe and the US have ignited hatred and the oppressed nations. Balfour Agreement in 1917 and Jewish settlements with the illegal patronage of the Jewish settlers by the UK in 1918 after World War. In 1918, the World Organization's continuous support of the Israel, illegal use of veto power by the US and bypassing all the international laws, treaties has become a threat to international peace. The only solution is to recognize the accept the independence of Palestine. Excellencies and brothers and sisters, the public sentiments of the subcontinent for the independence of Palestine are always alive in the heart of people. The great leader Qaid-e-Azam Muhammad Ali Jinnah and Allama Muhammad Iqbal and Sayyid Abul Ala Maududi and the great leader Zulfikar Ali Bhutto have categorically condemned the Israeli atrocities against Palestinian people and have always raised voice for the support of oppressed people, Palestinian people. The issue of Palestine in the Middle East and the issue of Kashmir in South Asia are the long-awaited issues on the United Nations agenda. These unimplemented international resolutions are a challenge for the international community. This situation can lead to a disastrous ending. Brothers and sisters and the excellencies, to destroy the international peace for protecting some vested interest in is no service to the humanity and mankind. It is only to serve and spread terrorism. Violating the human rights of millions of people is spreading hatred among the nations. The international institutions, including the United Nations, have lost trust of the millions of the Muslims around the world. Depriving nation of its due rights by force is the worst kind of terrorism. The real reason behind the economic crisis are war, weaponry, corruption, and injustice. We must sit together to find out the sustainable solution to these international crises and disputes. Right to independence of Palestine people must be recognized. The U.S. must stop supporting Israel. Israeli-Indian fascism must be stopped. In the last and most importantly, the Muslim world must unite forthwith to curb injustice against Muslims around the world. In the last, I again thankful to Brother Sabir Abu Maryam and their team to organize such a distinguished and very historic seminar in Karachi. Indeed, it will support, and we are with the Palestinian people, we are with the Kashmiris, and we have a deep and strong sentiments that if we need the peace in the world, now it is the time that we have to solve the both issues, and it will be create a major role for the peace of the world. Thank you.